Federal News Network's Open Season Hotline, presented by GEHA. Today's question, what's in GEHA's new Elevate plans they introduced this year? Well, starting in 2020, the new Elevate and Elevate Plus plans available through the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program emphasize lower premiums, digital wellness tools, and access to convenient care such as online doctor visits. The new plans have copays for most in-network services, and they offer rewards for healthy behavior. They're geared toward generic prescriptions rather than specialty or brand name drugs, but only Elevate Plus covers mail service pharmacies. See more at GEHA.com. Check out our open season hotline presented by GEHA. Head over to federalnewsnetwork.com and search open season hotline. Send us your questions. We'll read the answers daily at 6 minutes past the hour here on the Federal Drive. The Office of Personnel Management says it sees the Department of Health and Human Services as a model agency when it comes to employee engagement. The department says employee participation is a key to success on that Federal Employee Viewpoint survey you fill out every year. The 2019 results prove that theory. Participation on the survey improved a whole 15 points in the 2019 survey. Blair Duncan is the HHS Chief Human Capital Officer. He tells Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco how HHS has approached the Viewpoint survey over the past few years.
Overall, HHS is interested in going for not just, you know, one time a year introducing FES and sending those results out. What we're looking at is an approach where we send the information wide as well as deep. So we send the information, constant communications with the workforce, as FES is important. It's important to the leadership, and it's important for the leadership to hear what the employees say. So that's really where we're at. We took it to a different level this year because we focused on getting the FES integrated throughout the entire enterprise.
And as far as the participation rate goes, I mean, 15% in 1 year, how did you possibly manage to improve the participation by such a huge amount this year?
So the participation rate this year was a major emphasis for the leadership. They wanted to hear what the employee had to say. So approximately 2 months before the release of the FES survey, we started a major campaign to say from the leadership, it's important for you to please fill out the survey because we want to hear you. So what we did was we had the senior leadership, most senior leadership within HHS, we did videos introducing the FES and the importance of FES, and that was done at least 3 times with videos from senior leadership. And we also just started a constant campaign saying, hey, please go take the FEVs. And that's really why we think the 15% increase, and that was done enterprise-wide. So we're a very large organization. So it came from the top leadership. They wanted to hear the results. They wanted to hear what the employee had to say. And that's why I think the 15%, yes, it was a massive increase. And we're not done. We want to even be better next year.
Once you receive the survey results for a given year, what happens after that? I assume you all look at them and analyze them, but is there a rollout of the results to the workforce? I mean, how does that work?
Each time that we receive the FES results annually, we push it down to the lowest level. So we here in the Chief Human Capital Office, we take the results, we do an analysis of the results, and we build spreadsheets, in essence, a spreadsheet that we send out to each of the op divs and staff divs. They then transcend those results down to the lowest level. Leadership put out this year that they wanted it down to basically every individual within HHS. Each of the organizations inside HHS then take their results, and then they do the analysis internal to them, looking for the opportunities where they can increase or at least sustain the results that they've had. So it's a year-long process. We start by getting those results out as quickly as we can, and then it's all throughout the year we're looking at those results, seeing where we can find the opportunities to become better throughout all of the FEVS indices.
HHS is, you know, obviously a huge organization, a lot of individual sub-agencies, sub-components. Any maybe best practices or any interesting initiatives that some of the smaller level components have done you know, over the past year or so that you think is particularly interesting and, you know, that's maybe driven some improvement?
Well, we have a lot of tools that each of the agencies or sub-agencies within HHS utilize. A couple of things that we did this year differently, that we basically brought everybody together and we developed a supervisory guide to employee engagement. And what that gave them were different templates from across the entire organization, and it gave them tools that they could use to really, as a supervisor, what should I do with this information? How do I read the information? How can I, as a supervisor, engage my employees and talk to them about the results of FEVS? So that was one thing, and that was a collaborative effort across the enterprise to put that handbook together. So that was very important to us, and we got that out early this year. And also, we developed a FEVS how-to guide for managers, and that was basically how can managers communicate with their workforce about FEVS, the survey itself. And I think a lot of those were, they were an enterprise-wide effort. So individual optives and staff divs could very easily take this guidance and do with it what they would like to do with it. And they created their own templates and they created their own unique engagement strategies to enhance their organization's capability to, well, whether do better on FEVS or at least get the word out that we're here to listen and we want to do something about FEVS. We had this year our Indian Health Services director have town hall meetings constantly throughout the year, speaking of FEVS throughout the year, and all the organizations did that. I think the emphasis was we want the organization as a whole to focus on their employees, how can they specifically do it? So each tool and technique was generated from each of the larger and all of our organizations. There have been a lot of tools developed that we utilize, a lot of the ways to communicate the information faster and better, and I think we've rolled those out across the organization. And we're also looking into the future to say, how can we have that access available to everybody 24/7? So we'll be rolling out our own HR exchange here shortly, where all managers will have access to the FEVS data, current and past data, so they can go look at trends and they can go look at that. Where in the past they would have to call somebody for this information, it'll be at their fingertips 24/7. So a lot of initiatives are going to be coming out to say we need to be transparent with our FEVS results and we need to get this to the lowest level as quickly as possible.
Are there any other aspects of the employee engagement, I guess I'll call it conversation, that you're interested in exploring?
I spoke of the HR exchange. The HR exchange is going to basically be a place where an employee can go in and a manager can go in to receive information at their fingertips. Where we're focused on is how do we get the information to them seamlessly and quickly without having to go have somebody develop a report or anything like that. So it's really a communications channel that will allow an employee to go see what their human resource information is within the system that they've never seen before. It's a manager going in and requesting to do a hiring action. All of these activities are done now manually or through a spreadsheet type of application, but we think that if we can engage the employee and we can be proactive in giving them their information, that's going to go a long way to say to the employee, we want you to have this information. We want you to let us know if your information is correct or incorrect. And as we build upon this, the HR exchange, more and more information will be available at their fingertips. So that, to me, will allow the managers to be more able to provide that engagement that they need instead of the manager having to be concerned about when the employee's next promotion is due. We're going to be able to forward that information to them, freeing up the manager's time to manage their workforce. So that's where we're looking, and it's a major initiative inside of HHS. And we think that was really going to enhance our ability to increase our engagement scores.
Blair Duncan, Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Health and Human Services, speaking with Federal News Network's Nicole Grisco. Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.